Hello and welcome to another Connecting Consciousness. It's the 11th of October, and hopefully this might get out for Sunday if Andy's got the time and able to do it. And I'm very grateful to him and his assistant for making it all happen. Well, I'm sure that everyone has been looking at the news, and you've it's not been lost on you what's going on, and it is quite interesting that I can remember casting my mind back to just a few hours after President Trump had taken the seal of office, he sworn in, and the media were already talking about time to impeach Trump. Literally, you know, he'd just been in not even a day in office, so nobody can be surprised that this impeachment attempt is being made, and least of all the president. Clearly he's been expecting it, living it for the last 3+ years. But it is important because it's the final throw of an organization that has tried fair means or foul to either stop the president or derail him or get rid of him. And it is very bizarre that this particular effort is through a democratic means. An impeachment process is a political, constitutional, democratic means, rather than, you know, being rammed off the road or having a missile fired at you or shot at you. So that, I suppose, is a bit more pleasant for him than any of the other ones we've mentioned. But nevertheless, it's a real indicator of the true desperation. And I guess I'm, unlike many of you, we get rather fed up with commentators telling us that the economy is about to crash every moment, every day. I think that, you know, I was reporting that particularly between 2015 and 2016, when it really was on the verge. But people are still, you know, talking about it, and it's been talked about for a long time, and I've said, look, it's not so much a crash in the true sense of the word, it's more a readjustment. And we are very close to another readjustment. And people say, well, surely in 2008 with the Lehman Brothers crash, that was a big one. And I say, no, it wasn't, because that was controlled and planned and organized, and it was to hit in a certain way. But what's brewing now is very different, is not controlled in the same way, and will have a remarkably different effect. A readjustment of how money is moved, a readjustment of how we value money, but it's really a playoff between, say, the Chinese and the Americans. And very interesting in California, Long Beach, though it hasn't been reported very widely, President Trump has just forced the Chinese authorities to put up for sale the big port authority at Long Beach, which is in California. Not its profit, but its turnover is something like $178 billion a year. That's its turnover. It's quite a big port. It's a huge port in terms of its turnover. And the reason that President Trump used all of his good offices to force the Chinese to sell this was simply because the Chinese control all of the containers in ships, and these big ports that the Chinese have been buying up, in particular under Obama, these are all container ports to deal with containers. You have a stranglehold on a country if you own the actual places that will unload the containers, and you have a huge say in the containers themselves. Then you politically don't need to fire a shot. You can really have an effect. And what President Trump's done through the administration, of course, is to ensure that this has gone up for sale, and I believe an Australian company has bought it. Now, America is very close to Australia, politically, militarily, and it's part of a friendship group, Five Eyes. So that's very good news for the American administration. But that is not being reported in the news. It's because the, what do you want to call them, the cabal or the deep state or the elite, whatever name you know you choose to use, this was part of their pressure that they could bring to bear on President Trump. So with the removal of that, that's just another little important point that's worth taking note of there. The other things to report, obviously, these potential missile attacks on the Iranian oil tankers. Nobody should be any doubt this is payback. And as I put on the site, it's most likely America working through Israel. And I'm not sure at this stage whether these missiles have been fired from a boat or whether they've come from some other location. If we look at the damage that the other tankers had, they were small holes. And we know it'll be a tit for tat because the damage on these tankers should also be small. So a missile, a warhead with a very small altered warhead that's quite, not very, very explosive. Some other method of doing it, maybe a solid shot projectile. But it's not designed, I shouldn't think, to sink the tankers. It's just a payback. So that's playing out as well. And it was always going to occur after the Iranians had released the British tanker, which they were holding. That was their bargaining chip. So let's see where that goes now. America's pullout from Syria. President Trump, for non-Americans, President Trump, one of his big platforms for election 2016 was he didn't want to be embroiled in any more wars. And that was one of his planks of his campaign, was that he really did not want to do that anymore, and he wanted to get out. So again, politically, we shouldn't be surprised that he's doing everything he can to extricate American troops from war zones, which he didn't, he didn't put those troops in there. He found himself as president with a number of countries where American troops were actively engaged. So that's him just following through on his point there. I did put a message out a little while ago. It's still very relevant that the FBI had spoke to, we say the royal family, of course we mean the Queen or the Queen's representative, but the FBI had a reasonably short conversation with the royal family saying that they were investigating individuals who were associated with Prince Andrew, and they were just letting the royal family know that there could be some more revelations, down the pipe. I would expect them to keep a lid on whatever comes out. I don't have that much confidence that something as difficult as that could, be allowed to rock the royal family. And I get a lot of people asking me, why doesn't President Trump, go the truth on 9/11 and all the other points? And the harsh reality is that if the official government of the United States was to be truthful about 9/11, it would not only severely impact the economy of the United States, but it would, and I'm not over-exaggerating here, it would destroy the diplomatic influence that America wields throughout the world. Because how could any American administration go to any other country if the truth were let out and then tell them what they thought they should do? Because that country would turn around and say, well, don't you dare lecture us. You're the country that did all this. Don't you tell us how to run it. So there's this battle between wanting to bring the truth out and being at the helm of a ship. You see, if you're not in power, if you're not elected or have office, then you can shout and scream, we need the truth, we need the truth. And when you get into the position, you'd have to be absolutely unique to be able to say, to heck with everything, I'm going to tell the truth. So I don't think we're going to get the level of truth that perhaps we'd all hoped for, wished for, anytime soon. Not because Trump or those around him want to sit on it for the same reasons that the very evil people did, but simply because they are up to their eyes in a battle of survival. The attempt to impeach him isn't going to go very far, but the very fact that the system is turning against him, the last thing he wants is to be fighting multiple battles on multiple fronts. And perhaps that's what this is all about as well. So don't expect any real truth on any of the things we passionately believe anytime soon. Do I think they'll come out? Yes, I really do. If President Trump gets in for another 4 years, then that is the time we're most likely to hear the real important stuff coming out into public. But not while the deep state, a fashionable word, not while they're so powerful still. And they are. And again, I personally am a little bit tired of certain commentators telling us that the deep state's on its knees and it's destroyed and, you know, we've won and everything's okay. And every time, you know, it's the same story. What I've said consistently is they are weakened, but they're not finished. No way are they finished. Let's look at 5G. 5G was rolled out across much of the globe in a way that we have never seen any other product pushed out without any questions. I can't think really of any other product that has taken off without any questions or any due diligence or any medical input. It's just happened. And that tells me that those people who have controlled the planet for a very long time are still there. They're still there. They're still very much in control. And so let's not get ahead of ourselves. Definitely there is a great advancement. Definitely human consciousness is rising. And definitely there are leaders throughout the world now who are trying to change the way they rule and the values. But make no mistake, the other side is still very active and still very powerful. So changes are there, but you know, don't think that you can relax or let your guard down, because it's still very much the battle going on. When we look at 5G, we understand the consequences of allowing something to envelop the planet that has not been fully tested. Saw the video that Sasha Stone had put out showing, you know, American lawmakers, when asked about 5G, basically shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, I've been told it's okay. And direct questions, what independent medical tests have been done? And the response, none. None. And that's the state we've got on this planet, in the Western world, where politicians are so used to being told what to say and what to do, that when we get a bit of a maverick like Boris Johnson or President Trump, who don't act in the same polished way that we would expect an Obama or whoever else, we immediately think that they're a bit kooky and a bit crazy. But actually, what that tells us is that they're not under the same control as the other guys. The very fact that they're a bit eccentric, the very fact that they act the way they do, means that the influence that others have on them is not as great, and they're not as controlled. And here's your yardstick. If the newspapers are attacking you, then you must be doing something right. If the newspapers are right behind you and supporting you, then you're part of the status quo, you're part of the group. Now, generally speaking, good people get attacked regularly and bad people don't get attacked. Because if you're here to prop up the system keep the status quo alive, then you will be supported by that very system. If you're here to ask questions and prod with a stick, the system will try and contain you, push you out. And the more you fight back, the more it pushes. And you know, there have been a lot of alternative medicine specialists who just committed suicide, to the extent that even unawake and unaware people must begin to question. So look, things are moving, but please don't be taken in by commentators telling you that it's all over, you know, bar the shouting, it's all been done, they're on their knees. They're not. They're absolutely not. And actually what they're trying to do is to hunker down, try and weather the storm, and then change the name, change the colour of the box, and then change the label, and then come back and try again. So let's be very aware that the battle is still on and is going. All right, so that's what I want to talk to you about. Basically, on the 5G, we have been in conversation with Sasha Stone, and we have been in conversations with representatives of the scientists who have created a, looks like a USB stick. It's coming from Russia. It was originally designed to assist people when the Chernobyl nuclear reactor exploded many years ago now, and the Russian military wanted some form of protection when they went into the radiation field. And people laugh and joke about the Russians, but actually their scientists are pretty damn good. Pretty good. And they came up with a very interesting piece of technology that repulsed the radiation waves. And that's astounding. Now, that's been tweaked over the many years since Chernobyl, and this is a device which looks to be pretty effective at preventing the harmful side of 5G. Connecting Consciousness, the organization that I founded, has been approached, and it's been agreed that we will be a distributor for these, I'm going to call them defense. They're called a bioshield. I think that's what Sasha's calling them, the bioshield, 5G bioshield. I'll just call them a defense stick, which are very portable and we can use them. Now, there's a very important question here. Is that why would the elite who want to cover the world in 5G, why would they let anyone distribute something that was going to work against it? And here's the answer. It's shocking, but it's the truth. And here's the answer. Anybody who is awake and aware enough to recognize the dangers of 5G obtains a defense mechanism against that. As far as the elite, the cabal, the Illuminati, whatever you want, as far as they're concerned, those people have won the right to live. They've won the right to save themselves. All of the unawake and unaware people, what the Illuminati refer to as the quote, useless eaters, if they don't see the danger of 5G, if they don't invest in these defense mechanisms, then as far as the elite are concerned, they are the very ones they want to rid off the planet. That is why this defense against the 5G is going to be released and let out, simply because there is a proportion of people who have shown that they are in tune with the truth, and according to the elite's point of view, have won the right to protect themselves, because this cabal, this elite, these Illuminati, they have children. They're going to be bathed with the same 5G waves that I'm going to be bathed with, that the cats are, the dog, etc., etc. So they have exactly the same technology, but it'll look differently. So they've got them. Their children will have them. Their nannies will have them. The chauffeur will have them. The pilot of their private jet will have one. And all we're doing is saying, right, well, here we are. And for those of you who want to have that protection, you know, we will be in a position to distribute them. And we're not ready yet, but I'll make obviously the full announcements. That's why I'm not going to be taken out. That's why Sasha's not going to be taken out. We're not going to be killed for this, because the elite have said, okay, well, this percentage, and only be a small percentage, unfortunately, we'll let them have the defence. And that's an incredible concept, but that's actually the truth here. All right, okay, so listen, that's my update, my news. And I'm sorry that we are behind. That's the dog. I'm sorry we're behind with our podcasts. I have, so has Becky and others, been working on other things which are just as important. And I know how much these podcasts, how important they are to me and to you. But I'm not always in a position to be able to do them. So thank you for your patience. All right, Becky, over to you for the questions, please.
Okay, thank you. The first question is from Paula in Greece, who says, who is reading our minds on Facebook? Is it AI on my phone? It has read my mind 3 times on 3 separate occasions, and I know I didn't tell anyone about it, about what I was thinking. The publicity appeared on my iPhone and it freaked me out. And a few seconds after Simon was talking about hooded cloaked greys, rusty colour, and the person not remembering their childhood, and the bed passing through the ceiling. This happened to me, and my hair stood up on end on my body while Simon explained the child abduction, where I have no memory or pain, etc. I also have memories of being taken on a ship with ETs, but I hardly have any childhood memories. So have I been abducted?
Thank you. What is quite shocking, the number of abductions that have occurred. Even those people who have researched, it tends to be an unbalanced group, because someone doing research will predominantly be contacted, I suppose, or come across groups. But there's a huge number of people who just don't remember anything at all. And those that do, who don't want to come forward for very understandable reasons. And so we get a small group which is not representative. The representative fact is it's much larger. Whilst many people do have their memories, the vast majority do not. And certainly until they reach the age of somewhere between, usually between 45 and 55, well, that's when traditionally your body, your brain, your soul is in a more comfortable position and ready to face what has been locked away in that closet of your mind for so long. There are people that never get their memories back, and of course they will miss out on past lifetime memories as well. So that's the first thing there. The main question was
what is it that's actually mind reading,
right, okay,
people's
sorry,
minds
just when there are two questions mixed, yes, in. I just can't remember them. On the face of it, we as a human race can fully accept under this technological age that our cell phone, our mobile phone, can listen to us. Most people will accept that, and they'll accept that something or someone is listening to us, and then that will be relayed somewhere else, sold basically, and then that information sent to a retailer or a manufacturer, who will then say, okay, number 27, Acacia Avenue, and they were talking about how bad their bed was this morning, so I'll tell you what we'll do, next time they go on Facebook, we'll stick an advert for our sleepy mattresses, and we'll see if we can sell them a new mattress. And we accept that, because we know that's just what happens in this commercial world. Harder to accept that it still does that. Your cell phone still does that, even when it's turned off. But it does. Remember, 3 years ago, I talked about Samsung televisions. And these Samsung televisions have an instruction manual or a guarantee, something like 144 pages long, deliberately. So that nobody really is going to go through 144 pages. You know what you do, you just say, I accept, and you click it. I did go through 144 pages, and indeed on about page 141, it actually says that this television set will listen to your conversations. It actually says it will listen to your conversations, and it's part of the contract. And if you don't want this television to listen to your conversations, take your television back and get a refund. It actually says that. Now, other advice on other sites are don't talk within 6 feet, don't talk within 12 feet of your television or your cell phone, or if you're going to have a private conversation, don't talk around your cell phone. So that's harder to accept. What's really difficult to accept is that there is technology that can, to a certain extent, read the top surface of your cortex, the top surface of your brain. And I have to tell you that that technology is now being rolled out. Those of you who have studied or had alien experiences, you know full well that aliens from the fourth dimension or higher speak to you telepathically, and they can read your mind. There are some humans on this planet who can read minds as well, so it's not just aliens. Well, the CIA, the Russians, and the Chinese, and a number of other countries have spent vast amounts of money attempting to deliver this as a working military option. So what happens in major countries like America is that when they have this technology, they bottle it up nicely for the military, and then they say, maybe we can sell an aspect of this to the corporations. Don't please for 1 minute think that the Shockley diode, or what we now would call the transistor, don't for 1 minute think that that came from the experiments that the Germans were doing, the very early diodes in 1944. That Shockley diode, that transistor, was directly sourced from the concept of the Roswell crash in 1947. It is no coincidence that the vacuum tube, what we would call in England the valve, which was invented around about 1880, 1888, and was used in all radio sets, televisions of course later, went through two major world wars, First War and Second War, and the valve was the principal device in all radio communications. Now you'd think that a war with all the money that's pushed around would push up the technology, and in many ways it does, but the human mind was not able to find an alternative to the valve, the vacuum tube. So we went through the First War, and in the 1930s and early 40s, police cars had radio sets, and the radio sets were huge in the police cars because the valves get very hot and they need a space around them. So what happens in 1947 is that the Roswell spaceship or craft, two of them, crash. Within 6 months of that crash, Bell Laboratories announces it has a transistor. So in the same way, this ability to read people's minds is an enhancement of technology which has come from somewhere else and has been sold to the corporations as a fantastic way for a corporation to know what you're thinking before you even think it and to provide you with something to purchase. Now, before anybody says, well, this is 1984, George Orwell, you know, we're on the verge of, you know, being taken over, let me remind you that in China they already have face technology for their cameras, and it's an absolutely true story that a guy crossed the road where he shouldn't have done. In America and other countries it's called jaywalking. In Great Britain we don't have that law. It's not advisable to cross 3 feet away from a crossing, but it's not illegal in Great Britain. But in other countries it is, and China is one of them. And this guy did some jaywalking, and literally before he got the other side of the pavement, the face recognition camera had taken his face, gone to his bank account and taken out the fine before he'd even arrived on the other side. In China, there's no real cash. Everyone has an electronic bank account, and the state has access to your bank account. I bet most people didn't know that. So in China, you can go to someone's bank account, take money out, you don't have a court case, you don't have to call them, you just do it. Now that's occurring in China now. So, you know, 1984 is already here. Okay, thanks for that question, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to say, yeah, I apologise if there's any noise in the background. The dog's chasing the kitten, and
Okay.
So if there's any crinkling of my microphone, it's just because I had the...
Not that you're knitting them.
No, I'm not knitting. It's to do with the kitten and the dog.
Well, they're just playing, and that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is by Debs in the UK, who says, "Hi, Becky and Simon. We often hear about the special relationship that exists between the USA and the UK. Is it because of the Pilgrims Society of Great Britain and the Pilgrims of the USA formed in 1902 and currently presided over by Marshal of Royal Air Force Lord Stirrup in the UK and Chairman of Mrs. Diane Simpson in the US?"
That is certainly one of the aspects that have cemented the special relationship. We go right back to the War of Independence, when the Crown technically lost, the British Crown technically lost the war so that the Americans gained their country, but financially, economically and politically the British Crown still had a huge control over America. And where the British Crown, be it a king or a queen, has this direct connection with New Zealand, Australia, to a lesser extent Canada, United States, what we call the old colonies, there already was a special relationship. And that's why Five Eyes, the ability of these countries to interconnect their spy, electronic spy equipment, is just an expression of that. Now, when you have a special relationship, then you build on it. And so it's done through family ties, through money, through bonds. Not bonds as in money, but bonds as in blood bonds. And so what you've got is a wide range of associations which could never have come about unless those two countries initially were considered one. So the answer is yes, but please don't see that as the start of the special relationship. It goes right back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Timeless One has sent quite a lot of questions. So they've said, "Hello, Simon. I have a few questions that tie together. Is it true that the sun represents our solar system crown chakra? If this is true, does that make Earth, the third rock of the sun, a heart chakra? Do we create more from our heart than our mind?"
Can I just take one question at a time? Otherwise, I'm going to sort of at the end of it say, "What was the first question?"
Mm-hmm.
It's not as crazy as perhaps some people would think. We do have to be very careful with chakras. Chakras are part of us, and if we can take control of them and we can work with them, then they are a very helpful adjunct to moving between a physical and a non-physical world. The problem is that some of these chakras can be accessed or attacked by energies from other dimensions. Now, there is a strong link between the planets and our chakras. That's partly what astrology is about, partly, where we could associate a certain part of our makeup with a particular planet. So it's no coincidence that, you know, the moon is associated with feminine and Mars is the god of war, etc., etc. So there is, it's not a massive connection, but certainly within the overall plan of how things work, it is connected. So that's my answer to that one.
Okay. I can see how you've taken it like that, but I think this person is saying, is it true that the sun represents our solar system's crown chakra? And if this is true, does that make the Earth, the third rock of the sun, the heart chakra of the solar system?
Right. Every solar system has two suns. The sun that we perceive with our eyes, because the light frequency, we are designed to see that. And another sun, which our eyes are not designed to see. So each solar system has two suns. Each solar system has the sun that we see, which is the one that provides the radiant energy. It is that that's causing global warming. I was just chatting to someone only the other day to say that the climate extinction big campaign that's being kicked off has actually been funded by a billionaire. What a surprise. A billionaire is funding the climate change or climate extinction demonstrations. Obviously part of the cabal, part of the elite. The whole climate change is because the frequency of the sun is acting on all of the planets in the solar system and raising the vibration. If you would look at video or films of the sun 30, 40 years ago, it was a very yellowy light. The sun's light now is more of a white yellow light because its frequency is changing and becoming higher. So our planets are heating from the inside. Now we can't necessarily say that the sun is the top chakra and the earth is the heart chakra. We could certainly say that the earth is perhaps the heart of the solar system in the sense that it provides so much obvious light. Hello, come and say hello. Here we are. This is Tani. Hello, Tani. The earth provides, as the mother, shall we say, and provides the home for all the life here. But I would be very cautious to start trying to proportion each planet to a chakra. Thank you.
Okay. Another important question out of this is, do we create more from our heart than our mind, making emotion the power point through the ether instead of intelligent mental activity?
Right. It's a remarkable question. It depends on the individual. An unawake and unaware person know it's the mind. But if you are you know, spiritually evolving and changing, then frankly, it is a combination of the heart and the soul. The soul will generally try to communicate through the mind, but the heart is something separate. So you can produce perhaps more love from your heart than you could from your mind. So I think there's very much truth in that statement. Yes, I agree with that.
I was actually reading a book, I can't remember what it's called now, but it's about where the mind is quite linear in the sense that it can only think of one thing at a time, but the heart has an emotional intelligence which is very holistic, so it can think and feel in sort of every direction, so it can hold many thoughts and feelings at once that it radiates out in many directions, so making it more powerful than the mind in many circumstances.
That's not surprising, because the mind is designed to do many things and the heart is really designed to do one thing, so it would be more likely that the heart would... Isn't that the book that actually said that the heart contained many more, not nerve endings.
It does. It has very many nerve endings,
yeah,
within it.
Right.
I think it's called The Radiant Heart, and I'll try and find. We'll get a reference to it because it's a wonderful book.
I'm familiar with that. So yes, I go along with that. No problem.
Okay. Okay. I think we'll leave it at that for these questions, because we want to move on to other people's questions as well.
Yes, we do, really.
Okay, so Marcel says, "Hi Becky and Simon, I have a question about the aliens that have been involved with designing Homo sapiens sapiens. It seems to me that most of these alien races have invested a lot of energy and time in shaping us, and therefore has some kind of self-interest in aiding us or controlling us. But are there any alien races who want to help us just because they feel empathy without any self-interest?"
Good question.
Thanks for an interesting show.
Yeah, good question. Yes, so for instance, Palladians, Andromedians, those from Arcturus, fifth dimensional, Lyrans, sixth dimension, these races did not artificially alter humanity because their very high rules wouldn't allow them to do that. So they're a group that are here aiding simply because we are part of the human family. We're a humanoid, but we are human. So we can directly trace connections. So we do have a connections, but none of those races that I've mentioned were attempting to artificially alter humanity for gain. Sometimes these beings would realize that humanity was on a dead end, And so they might do something to try and help that through. But at no point were those groups that I've named looking to control the human race, whereas there are a number of other races who specifically were interested in controlling humanity. And so their alterations were purely designed to manipulate and control. So the answer is yes.
Okay, thank you. Anthony says, "Hi Simon, I was taken against my will during a dream about 5 years ago and placed under a very aggressive and abusive type of mind control programming. I have not had a dream in the last 5 years, except if it was a controlled one given to me by my handlers or abusers. Over the past year, I have woken up completely and I'm now able to discern exactly what is going on at all times, as I can hear everything going on around me at all times. Today, I know who is responsible, but I lack the skills of someone like yourself to free myself completely from this. I would greatly appreciate your help and support."
Well, you have to book a session with me then.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that it's sadly is more common than you would think. And there is a real difficulty in discerning between what is a dream, what is, I mean, just an ordinary dream, and what is a dream that is actually a video playing out, something that happened to you 5 years or 10 years ago, or indeed something that's happening to you immediately. And part of the understanding is to work out who's behind it, why they're behind it, why are they, you know, chosen you. And then you can then start to look at how you prevent that. But you have to have all of the ammunition, for want of a better word, to build up the picture, because if it's not done properly, then your mind can suffer damage. But yes, you know, book an appointment, and I'd be very happy to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. We've got another alien abduction question now.
We don't get enough of
Maybe there was something.
Questions,
no,
not
maybe
abductions.
There was something yes, on YouTube that's prompted all this.
Okay.
From Sydney, has said, "Hi Simon and Becky, thank you both for the light you shine for all to see. I would like Simon's thoughts on the abduction phenomenon. From my own research, it appears certain entities are claiming DNA from abductees to form hybrids or and clones, and the soul of Homo sapiens sapien seems to be of great interest to them. Can they damage or even destroy it? And do all alien races have souls, or are some clones without souls?"
Right, okay. This is something that the American military worked out in the 1950s. It's one of their secrets. You know, what was it all about? And anybody who researches and has interviewed enough people will form his or her own opinion, which will take you down that road. The only thing I can add to that is that if you look at who's doing the abductions, it is coming from what we call the lower fourth, by and large. Those who have a heart center wouldn't dream of doing it. So the question is, why are they doing it? They're doing it because humanity is scheduled. Hooray! We're scheduled to go to the fifth dimension. And there are a number of very nasty groups that have been blocked from going to the fifth dimension. And they would like to hold on to our shirt tails. And as we go up into the fifth dimension, the plan is that we take them with them. Now, the problem for them is that it's not going to work, because if you are of a lower fourth dimension and you are not raising your vibration, you can't do it. It's the best analogy I can give you is a bus or a tram, and you grab hold of the back of the bus and tram, and you think, well, this bus and tram will take me. You know the cartoon where the tram's shooting along and the person's hanging and their legs are kicking behind. The thing is, this bus and this tram is going to go so fast, and this bus, which is the Earth, is not going to want these, and it's going to start shaking and juddering, and it's going to drop or lose these hangers-on, these interlopers. So the plan has always been on the alien side to try to create the perfect match between physical and energy so that, you know, that they can move up. It's not going to happen because you would have to be God, you'd have to be Source, the great creator. And quite comfortingly, these aliens still don't understand God. They haven't worked it out yet. So if they haven't worked it out, they haven't cracked it, and they never will, because they're not destined to do that. Now, there are other aliens that are involved in this genetic stuff, and they don't want that ascension, but they want to experience life in the third dimension. So there's a lot of this work that goes on, so that they can either go into a cloned body or a human body, and, you know, that soul from that person does an exchange. That person's soul goes into one of their bodies, and then they experience each other's life for however long, and then they swap back again. So there's not just one reason why. The evil reason is the first one I gave you, but there are plenty of other interesting reasons why certain very intelligent aliens are part of this program, because they want to experiment for experiment's sake. But of course, what that does is it gives humanity an artificial trajectory. It puts us on an artificial road. And as I say to some of my clients, that this world that we live in is like walking into a kindergarten with five-year-old children who are all on the floor playing with guns, because technologically the human race is ahead of where it should be, but emotionally, spiritually, it is behind where it should be. So there's this terrible imbalance between a very high technological capability and a very low spirituality. I'm talking about, you know, the majority of people here. And that is because humanity has been tinkered with and altered to create this quest for technology. That's what AI is all about. But the spiritual side, the creatures who have been doing this alterations, they're not spiritual themselves. So they don't see the value of it. This is the very reason why they're stuck in the lower fourth. Because if they were, they would say we need to increase man and woman's ability for compassion, or their ability to love and understand, etc., etc. But they don't, because they're into material understanding. So that is why the human race is where it is, because it has not been allowed to develop naturally. And, you know, that's why there are so many emotional breakdowns. That's why it's so difficult to survive. Hello. Because the world... Come and say hello. Come and say hello. This is Freya. Hello, darling. Good girl. Because the world that has been created is not a natural world. If you went back a few hundred years to North America, to the Native Red Indians, and saw how people lived and worked in their own way, in tune with the planet, and how much happier people were, and how artificial... do you want to get down, darling? And how artificial it is. She's fine. And that's the problem, that most people don't know any different. You know, go back 100 years in this country, in Great Britain, and the average age was so low. Go back 200 years, and, you know, talking about it to some family members just a few days ago, that not that long ago, a guy would turn up to clean your chimney and put a seven-year-old kid to climb the chimney to clean. There were 6 and 7 year old kids working in factories. So spiritually and emotionally, in the last 100 years, we have moved forward quite substantially, but the technological advancement is outstripping that, and that's the problem we've got. Until the value of this emotional understanding is really rewarded, then we are going to have this imbalance. So that was a good question. So now's the time to say a very big thank you to everyone who's, you know, been able to give some financial support with the donations. So here's a list. I want to thank Valerie, Sharon, Pascal, Vita or Vita, Kiss, Laura, Martha, John, Elizabeth, George, Little Workhouse, David, Margaret, Leslie, Keith, Janice, Bjorn, Charlotte, Imgand, Deborah, Get Real, Rhoda, Uma, Oliver, Jeff, Candice, Frederique, Adelia, Maria, Louise, Jackie, Natalie, Fred, Angela, Nina, John, Gunda, Chris, Amanda, Patap, Eric, Gudmundur, Stefan. Special thanks to Kim. Thank you, Kim. That was incredibly generous of you. You know, many people have old cars. I mean, it's no big deal. But my old car was really in need of something. And so the money you've helped really will keep me on the road. And I appreciate that. Manuel, Georgetta, Martin, Joanne, Richard, nearly finished there, Lisa and Matthew. If your name is not on the list, it's not because I couldn't be bothered. It's just wasn't able to find you on the list. So maybe, hopefully, if we have missed you, try and get you next time. And thank you ever so much for everyone who's supported and helped. It keeps me going, keeps the project going, you know, that's what it's all about. So thank you. Questions, I suppose. We've got 10 minutes or so left, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Patty asks, do you feel that Trump's plan to expose media, politicians, etc. next month will cause the economy to take a dive?
It's an interesting question because it's linked. You're absolutely right that he's determined to show the connection between the media or large parts of the media and these sort of deep state guys or organizations, and how the two are working hand in glove. The bad guys don't want a recession that they can't make money out of. The good guys don't want a recession full stop, because we've got, you know, 1 year till the elections, and if there was to be a recession now, then, you know, all bets are off as to who would win the election. I think what's much more likely to bring a controlled financial disaster would be the arresting of key cabal or deep state individuals. That would most likely cause it. That's their, you know, their pull the plug out and sink everything. So I think that would be it. I think what we've got basically is the good guys saying, don't sink the boat or we will arrest you for paedophilia, and the bad guys saying, you know, don't do this or we'll pull the plug out. So both sides are threatening each other, and then one side inches forward and then the other side inches forward, and it's this tug of war between the two. So the answer is no, I don't think that would bring about a crash, but I think the key arrests of certain individuals, that would cause it to happen. Okay,
thanks. The next one's not a question, but someone, Kezia, just wanted to say, I don't have any other way of sending my deep gratitude to Simon for his 15-minute update today, October the 7th. I've known things were critical, but it's been very hard to get clear information via the internet about what is occurring. Of course, it's about the freedom of America, but also the freedom of the planet. The sad thing is that so many people I know whom are liberals would be glad to see President Trump go and have no idea of the dark backstory behind so much of what is occurring here in America and all over the world, blinded as they are by the brainwashing of the mainstream media.
Well, your eyes are open, aren't they? Recently, President Trump held a campaign rally in Minnesota. And the stadium, I'm not sure its capacity, but they safely could manage about 20,000. So I think it could hold more, but sort of the security service around Trump are probably saying, you know, we need to have certain areas we can cover. So probably 20,000 is a maximum. Well, he did this talk, Massachusetts, and it was filled to capacity of the figure that they could have, which is 20,000. There was another 25,000 people outside watching it on big screens. That's 45,000 people to attend a political rally. Now, in the Western world, can anybody think of a political meeting that attracts those sort of figures? I mean, President Trump regularly gets between 10 and 15,000 people to attend his campaign rallies. And that's unheard of. I know America has always had those big figures, but this is incredible. So we do have to ask the question. The reporting from the media, which says that President Trump is hated, etc., etc., it's unlikely that he would pull in those large numbers unless he had a reasonably strong rock bed of support. Now, in relation to the military, we must remember that in Great Britain, the military swear an allegiance to the crown. But in America, it's to the president, who is the commander-in-chief, except the Marines, who swear a constitution. It's the constitution they swear to. And so if an individual or group of individuals were to fear that the constitution was in danger of being toppled, that's what would cause the military to come out on the streets. And this is the point. It's not about President Trump. It's about the office that he holds, the President of the United States, and its relationship to the Constitution. So there are a large number of military individuals who are quite prepared to go out onto the streets of New York, Los Angeles, Washington, if they felt that the Constitution was in danger of being dismantled. And President Trump was on record of saying to people, I'm quoting, something along the lines of, I'm the only thing that stands between you and you keeping the Second Amendment. So it's very clear, I think, to a number of people that if Trump wasn't there, some of these elements, particularly the gun issue, would be done so that America would actually lose the right to carry arms. This is quite an important point for the military, clearly. So I think that if the situation becomes too inflamed, things that have been taking place behind closed doors will suddenly start to take place in plain view. And the question is, who is going to push the dice that bit further to cause that? At the moment, both sides are playing within a framework. But I've always noticed in the past that whenever the cabal have done something, the military has very quickly responded back. So we'll see. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And the last question of today is from Beatrice, who says, "Thank you, Simon, Becky, for your loving work. My question is about a thing you mentioned in the Deeper Truth Conference 2018. I was shocked when you talked about an etheric implant that an alien puts in the left shoulder of a human. Many years ago, I was sitting in an armchair, half asleep. The atmosphere changed, and an entity, etheric white light, stood at my back, left side, put his hand on my left shoulder. I felt so much panic. 2 days later, half asleep again, my body was thrown out at high speed, in brackets I don't know where, but I felt so scared that I made the strongest resistance to get out, and it stopped. I felt exhausted for several days. Could you please share something about this?"
excuse me. Well, it's not clear from what you've written that was the implant being put in. It's much more likely that it was being activated. A number of genuine abductees or contactees experiences who've done drawings of their experiences, without actually realizing it, will often show them and an entity with its hand on their left shoulder. And if you look, it's always, nearly always, the left hand shoulder. I can't say 100%, but it's jolly nearly. And you know, this is not in, you know, books generally, it's not in YouTube. And so when a person is drawing that, it tells me anyway that they're genuine. Obviously I've given that secret away now, but there are plenty of others. But it's always the left shoulder. And also humans in a group will instinctively, who've been part of that, will instinctively put their hands on somebody's left shoulder, even if that doesn't contain an implant. And that implant is not actually designed to hurt you. It's to communicate between a piece of technology and the individual. Well, I was one, unfortunately, I can't remember the person's name because it was just quickly looking at it some years ago. But the picture was of a person sitting at a computer, or the alien at the computer, and the hand on the left shoulder, and the sort of caption was that the person was able to understand what was happening because of this connection. The implants don't have to be put there by reptilians, but the implants are probably made by reptilians. The reptilians not only are very advanced geneticists, they are incredibly advanced with nanotechnology, and this is one of the problems of AI, but nanotech. And so a lot of races that are not aligned with the reptilians will have traded and have that, those chips. There's not enough information to help you, I'm afraid, with what you've written. Pulling out of your body will have nothing to do with the chip or potential chip on the left shoulder. That is a totally different thing. The hand on the shoulder tells me that you have been regularly visited by this entity or entities, and that chip has been in your shoulder for many, many years, and for some reason you've remembered this particular connection, and you're beginning to remember things which previously you haven't remembered. So I believe there's a very big backstory here, I would welcome the chance to have a chat with you, ask you some more questions, get some more insight, and perhaps I can, you know, give you some more help. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody. And once again, I am so sorry that the podcasts were not on time as we would all like. You know, unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, don't reside in a mansion with lots of servants, and I can pick and choose when I do my podcasts. You know, like all of us, you know, I have to survive, we have to get by, and I'm also, you know, attend lots of meetings that have some positive, hopefully, reaction for what's happening around us today, and trying to plan for the future. You know, the business with 5G, that is taking up some of our time. There's many things. So, you know, Becky and I have to get together to grab the time to do a podcast, and you know, it's not as easy as it might be. So I want to thank everyone. Thank you for your patience, and lots of love to everybody. Bye bye.